Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Well, as you've been hearing in the headlines, Hamas's armed wing is to delay the release of more Israeli hostages planned for this weekend. Hamas freed three hostages from Gaza and Israel released 183 prisoners 2 days ago. But the gaunt appearance of the three hostages caused outrage in Israel, while Palestinians were angry that some of their prisoners released in Ramallah. Hours also, hours before, looked frail. For more on this, I'm joined by Middle East reporter Orly Halpern. Orly, you're very welcome to the programme. This statement was released on Telegram. What did the armed wing of Hamas say?
Well, what they're saying is that they fulfilled all of their obligations, but that Israel hasn't. And that as a result, they will not release prisoners this coming Saturday until Israel complies and makes up for those past violations.
And I gather there's been a furious response from Israel.
Well, right now, Israeli ministers are convening and to basically discuss what they're going to do about this. From the point of view of Hamas, they said that there have been numerous people that have been killed by the Israeli army since the ceasefire inside of Gaza. The Euromed monitor, which monitors what's going on in terms of human rights violations in the Palestinian territories, has said that at least 110 Palestinians have been killed since the ceasefire, some of them by the Israelis, and some of them were people that were injured prior and have since died. But we, for example, yesterday, there were three Palestinians who were killed. Israel said that it killed them because they came too close to the buffer zone, or possibly they entered the buffer zone. But, you know, it's not like there's a very clear line where people can go. If a soldier, we don't know exactly what the rules of engagement are. If you see someone getting close to certain area, then you can open fire, or it's not, there's no line for the Palestinians to see, and that we've seen that throughout the war. So there have been people that have been killed, shot dead.
We've now entered a very volatile period, haven't we? I'm looking at Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. There, the Israel Defense Minister, Israel Katz, saying that the IDF will be on high alert. So this is very tentative, very tense now.
It is tense, and I think it's tense on all sides. I just read that Hamas told sources in Egypt that that they don't have any guarantees. They don't trust the guarantees from the Americans anymore. The Israelis are violating the ceasefire because of the things that Trump has said, that he wants to just empty Gaza of Gazans. They don't see those guarantees that were promised during the Biden administration as trustworthy. And so it is very delicate now how these things will play out. I mean, there are people that are desperate for this to end on both sides. They want either the hostages out or they want no more Israeli bombardment. And we don't know where this is going.
And the context that you've given us there, the Benjamin Netanyahu visit to Donald Trump and those statements and the plans for Gaza and so on. Also, the negotiations becoming extremely difficult in terms of the next phase. The mood, music and the context is not good here.
No, it isn't good. If you do want to see an end to the war, there are many Israelis who don't want to see an end to the war. They want it to continue. They believe that it's possible to decimate Hamas. But experts say that that's really not realistic. And so we really don't know. What we see also, the Israeli media is saying that sources say that Netanyahu is not interested in going into phase two, and that would begin March 2nd. So there's a lack of faith future of this.
I think you put your finger on it. There seems to be a lack of faith on both sides. Orly Halperin, Middle East reporter, thank you very much indeed for that update.
Well, we're joined now by Maini Nicolai, who's a senior humanitarian advisor with Médecins Sans Frontières. And you're very welcome, Maini, to the programme. MSF has a new report out today called Inflicting Harm and Denying Care. And it says the escalation of violence in the West Bank has severely hindered access to healthcare and is part of a pattern of systemic oppression by Israel. Can you talk to me a little bit more about this report?
Yes, we made this report because a lot of eyes are, of course, and rightly so, to Gaza. But what we've seen since October 23 is an escalation of violence in the West Bank. And we have spoken to several healthcare workers and as well as to patients, and took all that together from October 23 up until today. And it's been the year 23 has been the deadliest years since 2005 in the West Bank. And what we notice especially is the attacks and the hindering of access to healthcare. And that is what this report is highlighting.
So can you talk to me a little bit more then about obstructions that have been put in place when you talk about the hindering of healthcare, reduced access to emergency care?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so what we see, especially in the north of the West Bank, but it's broader than that, is that we see hospitals being incursed, being surrounded and sieged, new roadblocks being put up, ambulances being hindered, staff being harassed, sometimes detained, in some rare cases even killed. So harassment and physical violence overall is increasing, and the access to the healthcare is being delayed, hindered, with of course life-threatening situation as a result, especially in remote areas where people are almost excluded now from access to healthcare.
So you have a lot of checkpoints then and these obstructions being put in place. Does that mean then in many instances people are not reaching hospital in time?
Yes, not in time, too late, or with severe consequences on their health in ambulances. So acute situations, of course, need immediate access to hospitals where it normally would take a few minutes. It now takes hours. But also chronic patients need access to their care. And a person that needs dialysis needs its dialysis weekly or more times per week. And if there are delays or hindering there, we also get into dangerous situations. So we see fatalities, injuries and destruction by these military raids that use excessive strategies as airstrikes, bulldozers, destruction of civil structures, and then the incursions into hospitals. So this excess violence needs to stop, and healthcare and access to healthcare needs to be guaranteed. It should always. It's unacceptable that people could not safely reach a health centre.
Is MSF able to carry out its work in the West Bank?
Well, we had to suspend some of our activities, especially in the north around Jenin, Tulkarem. We reduced our activities in Nablus. So indeed, we also have had our problems, and we look at it on a daily basis. Is it safe enough to do? So we now try to do some mobile clinics and try to reach the people who need our help. But we really call for respect of healthcare and the healthcare workers, because medics are scared. They feel the assault, the risk to be detained, whereas they try to do their work.
And since the ceasefire, has anything improved or has the situation got worse?
No, we see that the ceasefire in Gaza, which is absolutely needed, and we just heard on the news that there are new perhaps problems in that ceasefire, and we need a sustained ceasefire. We cannot do differently. The people are desperate. They have nothing left. But with that really bad situation in Gaza, the situation in West Bank has decreased since the ceasefire in Gaza. We have seen more violence in the West Bank and more people have been killed since the 19th of January. So that absolutely needs to stop, and we need respect for healthcare, and the excess violence needs to end here.
What effects do you think remarks like those made by US President Donald Trump last week, what effects do those sorts of remarks have?
Well, we don't know, but what we have seen already in the past, and we brought this out in another report on the West Bank, where we have called life in the West Bank living a life in a death trap. We have seen signs of ethnic cleansing in the north of Gaza. And we want to highlight it. We need a sustained ceasefire. And people in Gaza must have the right to choose whether they stay or leave. And those that leave for medical aid should be guaranteed a safe and voluntary and dignified return to Gaza. People have the right to live there. We cannot do differently. So what these effects are to be seen, but people have the right to live there. And those who need to be evacuated for medical care also need the right to return.
Meini Nicolai from MSF, thank you very much for joining us.